Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Amen. I'm glad I know who holds tomorrow, don't you? Madam, you set that over there. And I'm glad that I can go to him at any moment, at any time, and he's always there. He's never failed us. He's always going to be there. And, you know, we may not know what tomorrow. There's no we may not to that. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know how it'll be when we get there. But we do know this. For I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. God has never changed. God's not going to start changing. Amen. Job 19 this morning. I'll read you one verse. Job 19. These altars are always open. Amen. Job 19. And I want to read you a verse. This week we've been sitting around the house just singing and starting to have our normal evenings like it was before we went into the building program. And this is just a verse that's been in my heart. Madeline's been singing that song around the house all week. And I told her, I said, just sing that this morning whenever we started up to the church. Listen, I'm just going to let you remain seated. I don't know if I'm going to be very long or not. I'll just give you something right here. Here's what he said in Job chapter number 19. Job is full of troubles. Job's full of heartaches. Job's full of issues of this life. Job said this in chapter number 19, verse number 25. He said this. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. You know what Job was saying? Job, whenever you study the book of Job, over 200 questions in the book of Job. Over 200 questions. In other words, there was a lot of things in the book of Job that he didn't know an answer to. Over 200 questions that's in the book of Job. But you know what he said as he comes to chapter number 19? He said, there may be a lot of things that I don't know about, but there is some things that I do know about. And you know what? There is a lot of things in this life that I don't know about. There's heartaches, there's troubles, there's heartbreaks. There's situations in this room today that only the individual and only that family knows what that situation is. There's quite possible situations that you've shared with nobody else. But can I tell you something this morning? There's a God that knows that situation. There's a God that knows what you're going through. There's a God that can help you through it. And here's what he said. He said, I know, even though there were some things that Job didn't know about, there was still some things that Job did know about. And in the midst of our troubles, there is still some things that we can know this morning. There is still some things that can help us this morning. Let me show you two or three things. Number one, I would say this. I know that my Redeemer is liberating this morning. I know that my Redeemer is liberating this morning. That word liberating simply means this. It's the same word as liberation. And here's what it means. It means to set free. And Job said this. He said, I know that my Redeemer, watch that. That's the way he starts. He says, my Redeemer. The word Redeemer right there, whenever you study that word Redeemer out, right here in the Hebrew, here's what it means. It means a kinsman redeemer. As you begin to study that out in the Old Testament, here's what you'll find. The near relative who could avenge his brother's blood in Deuteronomy 19. He could reclaim and restore his brother's property in Leviticus 25. And he could set his brother free from slavery. Also in chapter number 25 of Leviticus, whenever you study it out in Proverbs chapter number 23, the kinsman redeemer could also go to court on the behalf of a wronged relative. He could go to court on the behalf of his relative. You say, well, preacher, what are you saying this morning? Here's what I'm saying. Job said this, I know that I've got a Redeemer. I know that he is a liberating Redeemer. In other words, there was a time in my life that I was in slavery. You say, well, preacher, we've never lived in slavery. Oh, yes, we have. We lived in slavery to sin. A lot of people think this, if I get saved, then when I get get saved, it's going to be a life of bondage. No, living a life of sin is a life of bondage. That's what it is. Sin and the things of this world, drugs, alcohol, pornography, man, on and on, adultery, fornication, will hold you in bondage. But aren't you thankful that there was a day that there was a near kinsman, the Lord Jesus Christ, that came to where you was at, and He liberated you from that. He set you free from that. The life that I once lived, I live no longer. Why? Because of a liberating Redeemer this morning. My near kinsman Redeemer set me free from that. He's liberating today. One of the greatest pictures of it in the Bible is in the book of Ruth. And Ruth was that little Moabitish girl, but Boaz loved her in spite of her condition and redeemed her. Whenever you study the Bible, previously in the book of Job, he had talked about his need for an umpire in Job chapter number 9. He talked about his need for an advocate in heaven in chapter number 16. But when you come to chapter number 19, something has changed, because Job does not say, I know a Redeemer lives. He does not say, I know the Redeemer lives. But here's what he says to us this morning. I know my Redeemer lives. What Job is saying is this. He may be your Redeemer, or he may be someone else's Redeemer. And thank God for that. But I'm glad that I can say this morning that he's just not my father's Redeemer. And he just wasn't my grandfather's Redeemer. But I'm glad that I can say to you this morning that he is mine and I am his today. It was a personal liberation. He set me free. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. You must, and hear me and hear me well. You must make Jesus Christ and Lord of your life, or you'll die and go to hell. Listen to what the Bible said in Romans chapter number 3. It said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Colossians 1:14 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Titus 2:14, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18 and 19, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from our vain conversation received by the tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying it's through him. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but by, or unto the Father, but by me. He is liberating today, in that he wants to set you free. I thought about this. I know my Redeemer is liberating, but can I say this? I know my Redeemer is living. He is living today. I know my Redeemer is living today. I'm glad that I don't have a dead God. Amen. I'm glad that I don't have a God that's in a grave somewhere today. I'm glad that I don't serve a God that has no... Hey, if they're dead, how can they help you? But He is not a dead God today. He is alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalf. Amen. I thought about this. I know my Redeemer is living. Job said, my Redeemer, the Son of God, was alive in Job's day. For He has always existed. He is God. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He and future wrapped all into one. Hebrews chapter number 7 said this, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them up to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Listen to what he said in John chapter number 10. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. What is he saying? He's saying this, that our Redeemer is alive today. I thought about this. Our Redeemer lived in Job's day. Think about this with me this morning. Before the mountains wrinkled the horizon with their jagged jaws and snow-capped peaks, our Redeemer lived. Before stars and planets adorned the universe like glittering ornaments on a Christmas tree, our Redeemer lived. Before the earth was spun by the hand of God like a child spins a top, our Redeemer lived. Before the sand was created to flow through the hourglass of time, and before the sun could cast its shadow on the earth or on the sundial of history, our Redeemer was living. Our Redeemer is the Ancient of Days who lived when the universe was a blank page on the canvas of God's imagination. You know what he's saying to us this morning? He's saying our Redeemer lives today. I don't know about anybody else, but it excites me to know that I've got a Redeemer that's alive this morning. Amen. He's alive. I read this article this week. It was very interesting. It was from April the 8th of 1966 edition of Time magazine. And here's what the front cover said. Is God dead? That was what the front cover said. The great preacher from San Diego, S.M. Lockridge, if you've never heard him preach, go home and look him up. Here's what he challenged that with this God is dead philosophy in the era of that saying. Here's what he said. Well, if God is dead, who assassinated him? What coroner was called? Who signed his death certificate? Who was so well acquainted with the one that pronounced dead that he could identify the deceased? In the obituary column, where was his name mentioned? And here's what he said. And why wasn't I notified? Because I'm next of kin to it. You know what he was saying? Here's what he said. God is not dead. I thought about this. When knocked down like fallen trees struck by lightning, he picks us up, for our Redeemer lives. When our health drains from our body like drips of water, like drips of water from a leaky cup, he strengthens us, for our Redeemer lives. When our finances become like dust that blankets negligent books, he supplies our needs, for our Redeemer lives. When storms batter our lives like fallen hailstorms on rooftops of tin, he shelters us, for our Redeemer lives this morning. What did Job say? He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. I read this and I found it very interesting. Some of you may know this, especially if you've studied songs any at all. It said in the late 1960s, and remember in the 60s is when Time magazine said that God was dead. It said in the late 1960s, while expecting their third child, Bill and Gloria Gaither were going through a rather traumatic time in their lives. Bill was recovering his strength from a sickness, a sickness he was dealing with. They, along with their church, were the objects of accusation and belittlement. Gloria was experiencing a time of torment, including a fear of the future and of bringing children into such a crazy, mixed-up world. The drug culture was in full swing. The cities were seeing with a racial tension, and the God is dead pronouncement had giggled its way all through our educational system. On New Year's Eve, as Gloria sat alone in a darkened living room, tormented and fearful, the Lord sent a calm and peaceful rest to her. The power of the resurrection of Christ seemed to affirm itself in her life once again. Gloria remembers the realization that it was life conquering death in the regularity of her day. the joy seemed to overcome and take precedent over the frightening human circumstances. From this personal bout with darkness, a song came forth from the Gaither's heart. And here's what it said. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living. Just because he lives. You say, preacher, I don't know about a lot of things. Can you hear me right here? I don't either. But I do know this morning. I know that my Redeemer is liberating. I know that my Redeemer is living. You say, how do you know he's alive? Well, I've already talked to him today. You say, how do you know he's alive? Here's one reason I know he's alive. Because when Madeline was singing a while ago, he sat down on my heart and began to fellowship with me. And he did the same thing to some of y'all. I could see it. I know he's alive today, man. You say, preacher, what do you know this morning? Here's what I know. I know my Redeemer's liberating, and no matter the life that you may have lived, no matter the life of sin that you may have been in, I'm glad that he, if you will allow him to, will set you free. He's liberating, he's living. But can I tell you this in closing this morning? I know that my Redeemer is lasting. He is lasting. So, preacher, what do you mean? Well, listen to what he says. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms, or after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. You know what Job said? Job said, I know he's liberating. I know that he's living. But Job said, I know that he's lasting. You know what Job does? Job says, look here, the day is coming that the Lord's coming back. You see the second coming of the Lord in these verses this morning. And here's what he says. He says, even though after the skin worms destroy this body, even when I'm dead and gone, he said, I know that I'm going to see him. And I thought about this. He's lasting this morning. He's never changed. In the beginning, God. When the beginning began, he was the one that began the beginning. Can I get an amen right there? In the beginning, God. Amen. Unity, plurality. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Right there in the beginning. Life started with him, and can I tell you something? When life ends, I don't know about you because I don't know your personal testimony, but as for me, I can say as Job, I shall behold him. Oh, through the eye of faith, I've seen him now since I was 16 years old. July the 20th, 1994, I got saved. And ever since then, Brother Robert, through the eye of faith, I've seen him. Oh yes, through the eye of faith I believe him. Through the eye of faith I know that he lives. But thank God, one day my faith will end and I will say goodbye to this sin-cursed world and I will see him with my own eyes. He said, I know that he is lasting. God's not went nowhere. Can I get an amen right there? We're living in a crazy world. And Miss Tanya, can you start playing softly? We're living in a crazy world. Can I say that again? We're living in a crazy world. Just in case you didn't hear me, we're living in a mixed up, psychotic, crazy world. I'm telling you, man, I want to, y'all write me off if you want to. But Brother Blake, sometimes I want to build a 10-foot tall fence around my property. Raise my own food. Somebody say amen. And never go nowhere. Because this world's crazy. Bunch of psychos in the world today. Don't nobody fall out with me. Bunch of psychos in some churches today. Churches getting shot up. You'll never know. Preacher, why is there 30 cameras on the property at our church? Because we don't know if somebody drives up in here. If you're watching by live feed today and thinking about something, it's a wrong place. You need to go somewhere else. I said, preacher, why do we have somebody watching those cameras? And men that step out, if somebody drives up that we don't know in the middle of the service. Because this is a crazy world. Amen. It's a demon-possessed crazy world. Sometimes you think, man, our children, Brother Lloyd, growing up and before long will begin their own life. And then grandchildren, Brother Brian, I ain't that old yet, but I'm headed that way. What is our grandchildren going to grow up in? You know, what is our grandchildren? What is the, please don't get upset. Let's just be real. What is the kids going to have to face in a public school system? I know, I completely understand. I completely understand that not everybody can homeschool like we was privileged to do. But probably more people could than do. They just choose not to. That got real quiet right there. Mama's place is still at home according to the Word of God. I hope you'll come to the series on the home we're going to do. It's crazy, Brother Ted. It's crazy. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? And this conspiracy theorist. I mean, you know, you better go buy some silver and you better go buy some gold because a dollar ain't going to have no value to it. We're going to have to trade this. Hey, time out just a minute. Where's God at in all that? I'm all for being a responsible adult, Brother Ramsey, but where's God at in all this? I voted for Donald Trump. Okay, I'll just put that out there. But he never saved me from nothing. He never put one bean on John's table. He never put one egg on John's table. He never put one tater on John's table. But you know what? Every time I go to the kitchen, there's eggs in the refrigerator and there's taters in the freezer. And let me tell you who's done it every time. It hadn't been the government, but it's been the God that before the foundations of the world was ever laid, He already had everything under control. Hear me and hear me well. In a world that's messed up, there is some things that I still know about. And I know He's going to last this morning. They may try to push Him out of the schools. But when you got a young person that's got Him living in their heart, somebody say amen, He'll be in the schools. When you've got a teacher that loves Jesus, He'll be in the schools. They may try to push Him out of society, but He has been and He always will be. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is alive and still sitting on His throne in complete control of what's going on in your life. I just thought I'd stop this morning and say, in a mixed up world, there's still some things that I know about. Father,